Hey, everybody. Welcome back to
Thanks for joining in on the Busy Julian Blog Talk Radio podcast, where we interview local businesses and organizations to help you learn more about all the great things that Julian has to offer. Whether you're a local or a visitor, enjoy this podcast.
There we go. Welcome back. The intro works this time.
All
hey,
right.
Katie. All right,
hi.
So we're on the air, and we are talking to Katie from Diamond Bee Ranch. Super excited looking at your website. It's just so wholesome and fun, and basically your logo is sort of, or your motto is sort of, eating local starts here, right?
Yes, that is correct. We are on a mission to let people know, all of our customers know, that behind every steak on their plate, there's an entire ranching operation behind it. And so we're just trying to pull back the curtain and let people see what actually goes into producing top quality meat products.
That's so awesome. And I see that you do, obviously, beef shares. What is a beef share? Can you explain a little bit what that means?
Yeah, so we sell our beef on the hoof, if you will, in either half or a whole share. So what that means is that we raise the animal there on the ranch. It's born there. It has its entire life on pasture, running around with the herd. And then one day when it's time for its life to come to an end, it's harvested there on the ranch. And then you take home either a half portion or a whole portion. It's cut to your specifications by the butcher, wrapped and frozen, and then off it goes. So we find it's probably the most humane way to get the meat to you. Less stress for the animal, high quality. So that's just kind of how we do the halves and wholes.
That's great. And then I'm just going to go down the line on things I see on your website so that we can talk a little bit more about them. So Thanksgiving turkeys and the pictures of the turkeys in the sunset are amazing.
Yes, that is our Miguel. He is our Tom. He's a heritage breed turkey. So what a heritage animal is that's the kind that like our grandparents used to raise before they became genetics came into play and we started modifying animals and breeding for the bigger characteristics. So it's an older bred animal. So we raise heritage bourbon reds. So that's the brown turkey with like the white tail feathers. Miguel is kind of a mascot around the ranch. He is going to live his entire life there. He is like the love of my life for a turkey. He's
Aww,
so funny.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, he's really cool. He hangs out with me and the kids, chases the dog around, follows the wild turkeys and gets himself lost and in all sorts of shenanigans. So Miguel's pretty awesome. But we were raising his offspring. He's no longer a breeder, so they're not his anymore. But we were raising those on for Thanksgiving turkeys. And then we sell those in May, actually, starting May 1st through the 31st. You put down your deposit, and then you get to watch your turkey grow. For, you know, its whole life. It's almost like picking out your lobster at the restaurant in the fish tank. You know, you get to pick out your turkey, and then you take it home the Sunday before Thanksgiving, never frozen. It was literally clucking around the yard, you know, the day before, and then you take it home to your family.
That's amazing. How old are the turkeys before they're, what's the word, available, before they become a Thanksgiving turkey?
We
I didn't know
harvested.
How to ask it, like harvested or?
Yeah, so we go with harvested, and they're depending on the breed, because we also do the commercial broad-breasted turkey, which is like the kind that you're going to pick up in the grocery store. So the turkeys will be anywhere from 6 to 9 months old, and at that point they've made weight, and they're big enough, and it's still good tender meat. As they get older, you know, like I do, we get a little bit tougher and probably not as good to eat. So,
got it. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Obviously, we want that like soft, juicy, great turkey. I'm a turkey fan, that's for sure. And then hand gathered eggs. Yeah.
So that just kind of started, you know, on a whim, because I think raising chickens is like everyone's like gateway into agriculture because they're so easy to raise. And so we started with a small flock, and then everyone was like, can I get eggs from you? I'm like, why would you want my eggs? And people are just really into them. And so I personally don't eat eggs. I think that they're gross. no one believes me when I tell them that. Like, my family will eat eggs. I think that they're super nasty. So, yeah, we just sell them, and we take them around the community. We do, like, meetup locations in Julian, San Isabel, Ramona. Sometimes we go as far as Vista if we're in the area, and then you just pre-order your eggs, and then we bring them when we go to town.
That's great. How many chickens do y'all have?
That's a loaded question, because if my husband's listening, I'm going to tell you I have like 10. but the real answer is, if he's not listening, I have no idea how many chickens we have.
Oh, my gosh. That's
hilarious.
Every time
I'm in there, there's like a bazillion. Yeah, but no, seriously, if you ever see him in town, I have 10 chickens.
10 chickens. That's it. Well, that, so
yes.
How many chickens? How many eggs do chickens produce? Like a chicken, what does a chicken do?
Well, it depends on the breed. And then because there's two types of chickens, there's ones that are for meat, and then there's ones that are for eggs. And then there's actually a third kind. They're dual purpose that do both. So your egg producing hens will do an average of one egg a day. They're a little bit off, like their egg cycle, I think, is like 23 hours instead of 24. So every now and then they have an off day. But they're good producers for the first year, and then it kind of lets off. And as they get older, they don't lay as many eggs. So, but the first year, I mean, production is ridiculous. You can get almost like 300 eggs out of a bird.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I also
really
noticed there's a little delay I need to remember. I also noticed that you guys have some swag on your website available.
We do. We have lots of merchandise on there. We have T-shirts and sweatshirts, hats. We also do a lot of stickers. You know, everyone's got their hard-sided cooler or their coffee mug that they need to decorate with their favorite brand. So we have lots of stickers on there. We have one of Miguel, so you can take him with you everywhere he goes or you go. And then some of the cows also. So we have all sorts of stuff on there. So it's all made to order, so it doesn't ship super, super fast, but it ships fast enough.
Yeah, that makes the most sense, because inventory of those kinds of things can get cumbersome. So if somebody's looking for a product like that, they can wait for it for sure.
Yeah, and especially because we don't have a storefront, you know, it's all word of mouth and things like that. So it's just easier to just ship when things are actually needed.
Got it. I did see, I think it was on your Facebook, I can't remember which one, that you have a lot of pictures of pigs as well. Is that a meat that you do, or are the pigs just for fun, as they would be for me?
Well, so we were doing pigs for a couple of years. We got them from a local family there in Julian. They were born and raised in Julian. Then we brought them over to the ranch to finish them off. We did it for a couple of years. It was a lot of fun, but we actually are getting out of pork. And the reason is because my daughter is in 4-H at the Santa Isabel Julian chapter, and she wants to raise a lamb this year. So we are pivoting towards lambs since, you know, that's what she's raising. So we're just, if you have one, I mean, what's four? So we're going to get some extra lambs, and then we'll offer those instead of pork this year. But who knows? I mean, maybe next year she wants to raise a pig, and so then we'll be back into pork.
Yeah, that's definitely the what I noticed about this local area, that the kids, you know, that they're, you know, what they raise, and the parents get so involved and so committed, and that's so awesome. Speaking of that,
yeah,
much opportunity to talk, because I went right into what you have available. Why don't you talk a little bit about the history of your family ranch? I think that's an awesome story.
Yeah, it is a really awesome story, and you know, and I tell it from the outside perspective because I'm from town. I married into this family, and I don't know at what point you become a local and not a Flatlander. I'm still struggling with that, and I've been in the family for almost 20 years. but so the family that I married into is the Taylor family, and they're from Warner Springs. And so the family kind of got our start with Sam Taylor, who worked there in like the Warner Springs area for the Vail Cattle Company. And he ended up marrying his wife, who was local, Mary Jane Helm, married her in 1892, and that's kind of where the family got its start. And then he moved just right up the road there in Warner's, kind of like where the Warner Springs Resort is, behind that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then he homesteaded, and we've been there ever since. And ever since he moved there, we've been running cows and livestock and, you know, just keeping to our ranching traditions ever since. So now my daughters are generation six behind him, and we're just keeping it going. You know, my kids go with us everywhere we go, for working cows to community outreach events. So we're hoping to make little cattle women out of them eventually.
That's awesome. Yeah, everything just looks so fantastic on the photos and such. And you may or may not know, and our audience should know, that in the show notes we'll have photos of the ranch and a lot of the great stuff that I saw. That it just, I don't know, it makes you smile. And the little baby calves and the dog and the pigs and, you know, again, the turkeys. So all that will be available for folks to look at in a slideshow form as they listen to, you know, what we're talking about with your ranch.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to look.
Yeah, right? And then also, can you give a little more detail on how someone might, you know, get the beef share or, you know, the Thanksgiving turkey? Because I know you said it's as early as May, so that's coming up just shortly after our broadcast, because the year's going by so quickly. Thank you, 2022.
I know, really. Yeah, the best way to get that information is to sign up for our mailing list on our website. We send everything out to our repeat customers and then our email customers first, saying, hey, here's the date that we're doing this, so they get a heads up. And then the rest of the way to find out, I think, would probably be through, like, Instagram. We're pretty active on social media, and we let people know what's going on. But the turkey sale's the same every year. It's always May 1st through May 31st, where you sign up for what kind of turkey you want, either the broad-breasted or the heritage. And then we put you in a private Facebook group so you can find out what's going on there. Beef sales, I'll tell you right now, those sell out like the very first day that we list them. They're very popular.
Oh, wow.
And they're hard to get because there's only a few families out here in the backcountry that are selling, you know, direct to consumer like this. So those, I would say, definitely be on our email list, because we're going to tell you when it's going to happen. And we only have so many animals. So be ready for that. We have more beef available this summer coming up.
That's so great. You know, that makes me happy that you guys are seeing success and people interested in purchasing the animals that you raise. That's just such a great sign, and I'm so happy that that your business is having success in that way.
Well, thank you. I mean, we're really excited too. I mean, we didn't think that it would be as needed and welcome this day and age, as, you know, people have different dietary choices and things like that, but people really see the value in buying bulk meat to stock up their freezer. And I think even more, they enjoy knowing where the meat came from and where it was raised and who raised it and what it was fed and just its normal daily life. You know, we give our cows lots of ear scratches, and I think people appreciate the love that goes into taking care of these animals.
Oh, that's so amazing. Oh, thanks so much for telling us about your business. I always like to wrap up with folks to say, I don't know necessarily all the questions I should be asking or all the information that's available. So if you want to take a minute to say anything that we didn't quite get to, or that you want to make sure that consumers and those listening might want to know about your business.
You know, I would say really farmers are very approachable, and they love sharing what they do, but they don't get asked a lot what they do and what goes into raising their crop, whether it's an animal or it's, you know, cut flowers. And so if you have a question, just reach out to the local farmers and ask what they do. I'm sure you'll get a lot of information, and especially because I know we have a lot of new residents up to Julian in the backcountry in general, and there's cows all over the place, and cows get out of their fences, and sometimes cows get in people's yards and on the highway, so if that's the case, just reach out. You know, we all know each other and we help each other out. So find your local farmer. And if you don't know your local farmer, ask me and I'll tell you who your local farmer is.
That's so awesome. Yeah, that's great. And I really appreciate you taking the time. I feel like this was super enlightening and like a super positive thing. I mean, we all have to eat, and to know that our food is coming from somewhere, like you said, where the animals get ear scratches, I think that that's just a really great way to approach farming and eating and all that good stuff. So I really enjoyed being able to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I mean, we love to talk about it. I could talk about it seriously for hours, but, you know, I think that's the most important part is these animals are going to be harvested one way or the other, and so whatever we can do to the most meaning out of their life and give them the most respect going into their next phase is, you know, what's the most important to us. You know, it's important that our kids understand the value of a life, and we try to teach that to our consumers, too, that, you know, your steak doesn't come from a grocery store. It came from a farm, and this is what went into it.
Right. That's amazing. I really appreciate that aspect and that that way of looking at it. And just again, I know you mentioned Instagram, and so in the show notes, we will have definitely the link to your Instagram and the link to your Facebook, the link to your website, so that people who are interested in finding out about your services or making sure that they're one of those who gets a share of beef or even eggs, they can reach out to you.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, right now we're in calving season, so all those babies are hitting the ground. So our Instagram is completely full of baby cow photos. And sometimes I forget that we have other animals that I need to post pictures of. But it's full of just all these adorable little babies right now. So definitely check it out, even if you're not interested in getting a beef share, if you just want your daily cow fix. So it's on there.
Right, the big cow eyes.
Oh, my gosh, aren't they adorable? I love them.
Yeah,
I wish I had eyelashes.
Cow eyes are
like
amazing. I know, right? Don't we all? I mean, you can have them, but they're going to cost you some money.
Yes, definitely.
Katie, I really enjoyed talking with you, and I look forward to promoting the episode so that people can learn more about Diamond Bee Ranch out in Warner Springs. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Yes, definitely.
You have a fantastical day, and thanks for doing it live with me, thanks to the horrible weather out in our neck of the woods right now.
Yeah, I don't want to go outside either. I get it.
No.
All right.
I'm going to stay snuggled up. Thank you. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.